This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The state of Montana has filed an appeal to the Supreme Court over a youth-led climate case, Held versus the state of Montana. The landmark climate case was heard in district court last year, and the district court ruled in favor of 16 youth plaintiffs last summer. The court found that the state's energy policies violate the plaintiffs' constitutional right to a healthy environment. In January, the Montana Supreme Court ordered state regulators to consider climate change as part of their permitting decisions while the appeal plays out. The state argued that Montana is not singularly responsible for planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions, so Montana alone cannot remedy the young plaintiff's harm. The state's appeal also argues that Montana's Environmental Policy Act does not give state agencies the power to address climate change or how climate or energy policy is harming young people. The plaintiffs have until mid-March to submit a response to the state's opening brief. The robotics team from the small town of Eureka, Montana, has advanced to the World Championships robotics competition and will represent Big Sky Country in Texas at the national level. The Eureka robotics team is headed to the World Championships for its second visit. Eureka beat 24 other Montana teams in the Robot Games competition at the state championships in Bozeman to secure their spot in Houston in April. The small-town robotics team involves middle school students in a robotics team that continues in a program for high school students. It's a 6-month-long extracurricular school activity. Now that the robotics team has earned a place in the World Championships, the Eureka team is raising money to get 10 students to Texas this year. Eureka robotics teacher Rob Reynolds said, "It's amazing how the community just comes out of the woodwork to support us. We got back from the state championship last weekend, so hardly a week ago, and the money's already started coming in." The Eureka robotics team lists upcoming events at its website, robotics.teameureka.net. In 1994, an off-duty park ranger in Australia's Blue Mountains came upon a grove of Wallemi pines, a tree species that was thought to have gone extinct 2 million years ago. Finding the grove of Wallemi pines has been described as the botanical find of the century. Once the discovery was made, scientists started the process of repopulating Wallemi pines elsewhere in the region. Today, there are fewer than 90 left in that original grove, but more than 300 have been placed elsewhere in top-secret sites that are closed to the public. Research scientist Baron McKenzie noted that those working on the project are playing a long game. Wallemi pine seedlings and saplings grow less than a 1 centimeter per year. In more than 30 years of propagating the trees, the Wallemi pine recovery team has never seen a seedling or a juvenile tree make it to adulthood. But the prospect of creating a thriving Wallemi pine population for the first time in millions of years is still a driving effort of Australian scientists. McKenzie said, "The species was discovered in the nick of time and on the brink of extinction. We have a really rare and important opportunity here to intervene and help it persist. I think that's what drives everybody. It's much bigger than us." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.